The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was passing through a field of grain on the Sabbath day, his disciples began to make a path by picking heads of grain. At this, the Pharisees said to him, "Lord, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" And he said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need and he and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the bread of offering that only the priests could lawfully eat, and he shared it with his companions." And then he said to them, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. This is why the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We have a discussion here, very briefly, about the primacy of relationship over law. We have in the Code of Canon Law, which is the law that governs the activities of the church and all the aspects of church life, there are 1,752 canons. Four of these canons deal with fasting and abstinence. We're all familiar with that. We have fasting. Before receiving communion, you should fast for 1 hour. That used to be for midnight. Some of the elders here might remember when we'd fast for midnight. That changed when the evening mass came in. In those days, we didn't have any evening masses. When the evening mass came in, we couldn't fast at midnight until 5 o'clock in the evening the next day. So they changed it. These laws can all be changed. But there is a way in which we can become so legalistic that the laws become a burden instead of a blessing. With all that we have in canon law, it's necessary to have laws. We need laws, otherwise we'd have chaos. However, if you deify the law over relationship, Jesus emphasizes relationship, not law. And if we have a relationship with Jesus Christ, then the laws will fall into place. The laws would become less important. For the Pharisees, keeping the law and fasting was a sign of their relationship with their God. But it isn't always a sign of relationship with God. Some people get so attached to the law itself becomes the God. If you deify the law, instead of getting order, which the law is meant to create order. If you don't have red lights, green lights, you have some kind of chaos. But if you deify the law, then the fire truck can't go through a red light. The person in an ambulance can't go through the red light. So you get a different kind of chaos. So we have to weave the law into a response to our relationship with Jesus Christ. And sometimes in the church we get so caught up in the laws, we overlook the primacy of our relationship with Jesus Christ. And some of the laws should not be deified and should not be taken so seriously. Not everybody would agree with me on that, but I'm inclined to follow the Lord and let the laws fall into place behind the relationship, not to replace the relationship. So you might keep that in mind. Jesus is saying, following the Lord, being a disciple of Jesus Christ, is our primary vocation as disciples. Not keeping the laws. Keeping the laws will follow as a consequence of our relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer. I forgot yesterday to pray for the President of the United States. Some people like him, some people don't like him, but he's the President, he's our country, this is our land, and we have an attachment to a belonging, an identity, and therefore we're praying for our country and for our leadership. Amen.